Coast 93.1. Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. The fun facts that were a bit too revealing. I saw a post and it said, it was from a teacher. And she said, I asked my kindergartners how they were feeling this morning. And one of them said, well, my dad clogged the toilet this morning, so I'm frustrated.
Oh, God.
If you want to go on our Facebook page, there are some awesome ones, or you can call 79COAST. Kid announced a fun fact, but it may have been a little bit too revealing. I love this. I said, I brought some flowers in for our lunch table. And a four-year-old student says, my daddy got my mom flowers for our table, too. And I said, oh, really? Was it her birthday or maybe their anniversary? And the student said, no, I heard mommy telling auntie on the phone it was because daddy was being an ass-hole. I think it means he asked her too many questions.
Oh.
Oh, God, I love that.
Oh, that is awesome.
I love that.
Asking too many questions. Yep.
Student said, and then over there, of course, this is from Meredith, who is a preschool teacher. So she gets a ton of these. She's got a whole book.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she was great.
The student said, when is the baby coming out? Because she was 7 months pregnant. And she said, in a little bit, she's still growing in my tummy. And then the student walked around and said, yep, she's still growing in your butt, too.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Coast, 792-6278. I love Ryan. Ryan posted, when you post a comment, you'll get notifications that someone else posted.
Right.
And Ryan didn't have anything to add, but wanted to get all the stories for later.
I know.
Said, I'm just commenting so I can read all this later. That's cute. Well, what was Wyatt's? Has Wyatt done this before?
I mean, I'm scared that Wyatt's going to say, like, he hasn't said any, well, not that I know that he said anything bad, but he's definitely said stuff about me being on the radio.
Yeah.
And that, like, you have to be, I think he said something like, you have to be nice or my mommy will talk about you on the radio. He said that we're moving to Mexico. He's definitely said that he got, like, that he has, like, an
intent. Wait, moving to Mexico, where did that come from?
No idea.
He told the teacher, the whole class.
Yeah.
That he was moving to Mexico.
Moving to Mexico. He's definitely said, like, when he got a Switch, like, how expensive it was and kept saying, he said, like, we have a lot of money. That this is his latest thing, is that we have a lot of money.
Oh,
like,
really?
If you only knew. Like, so those things, but I don't think, well, not, I think the teachers are very, like, I'm sure he said more.
Yeah.
He's a big
79COAST, Wyatt's teachers, 792-6278.
Oh, God.
I love some of these, and I'm reading this other post. I had a student share that sometimes his dad drank beers and asked his mom for things. And just as I was starting to tell him not to elaborate, he said, like soup. I want soup.
You're like, oh, gosh.
Yeah. Kid in my kindergarten class, when I asked for fun facts, said, my pee-pee fell off at Disneyland. I did not ask any follow-up questions to that.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, like, my God.
What could that mean?
Oh, yeah. One time he did tell the nurse that he loves Tylenol and his mom gives it to him all the time.
Oh, no.
He's like, oh, yeah, my mom gives me Tylenol all the time. I love the grape. I'm like, oh, I don't. And she called. I was like, I don't give him Tylenol all the time. Like, just,
I love the grape?
Yeah, I love the grape flavor.
Like, oh, no. Well, that's the problem is sometimes kids make up stories.
Well, that's, you know? That is 100% true. Like, yeah. We're not moving to Mexico. We never were going to, but, like, he comes up with these.
Yeah.
So I wonder how the teachers decipher, like, which is true, which is...
Well, and I'm sure there are sometimes they go, should I be concerned about that?
Well, exactly.
Or is it just them telling a story? Like, one of Tim's kids will tell stories.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he'll tell stories, and we're like, how did you even come up with that? Like, we know that's not true. How did you even come up with that?
And then you're afraid, like, what are you going back and telling people?
Right, exactly.
Like, you can't say that stuff.
Christina on our Facebook page said it was in a writing sample once, and the kid wrote that Grand Theft Auto is the best game ever because you can pick up prostitutes.
Stop it!
7-9 Coast, the fun fact your kid shared that maybe they shouldn't have shared.